So this year we've added a new acronym. At the bottom right here, we have the IIBF. Unfortunately, it doesn't, IPF, I guess we could call it, but it doesn't sound good. This is going to be called our Infrastructure Improvement Bond Fund. And so I had, in my communication with you on Friday, we have our debt service extension base, or our DSEB. And so those dollars have to, from a best practice accounting standpoint, have to go into a standalone fund. They can't be commingled with other dollars. So because those will be used for infrastructure projects, that's where they will go. They will go in the IPF.
IPF. Okay.
All right. Moving along, street improvement program. So this is our street resurfacing that we conduct each year. And so those are the streets that are designated. Running out of a little time, so I'm going to try to move through these pretty quickly. Street maintenance program, same thing. We do crack sealing, and then we do a pavement rejuvenation program. That pavement rejuvenation program is something we try to hit on the streets early on in terms of its life cycle. And so Jeff has been in contact with some vendors that are actually starting to provide guarantees for if you use our product, we'll guarantee the life of the street for like 5 years or something along those lines. So we're still experimenting with those. The other big thing is the surface transportation program, and so that's going to be for the Chicago Avenue work that will be resurfaced this coming summer from Thatcher to Harlem. So part of what we're doing right now with the additional funds from the debt service extension base is to, in years past when we've had one of these large resurfacing projects, we basically used our allotment and the MFT fund to pay for that additional cost and our yearly street resurfacing, which caused a little bit of a dip in how many streets we resurfaced. By in taking some of that DSEB money and influxing it into here, it will allow us to step up our game a little bit on the street resurfacing in addition to paying for the resurfacing on Chicago Avenue next year. So those dollars will go directly into village infrastructure.